in Munich, Germany Tuesday. The biennial tournament takes place over 2 days, this year pitting host Bayern Munich against AC Milan and Real Madrid against Tottenham Hotspur in the first round. Madrid made easy work of Tottenham in the first game as Isco floated a beautiful cross onto the head of James Rodriguez in the 35th minute, and the young Colombian did not miss the opportunity to head the ball home and open the scoring. Gareth Bale then doubled the lead in the 78th minute when he tore down the wing, evaded a defender, and ripped a shot from outside the box that was too hard for Tottenham keeper Michael Vorm to keep out. With the 2-0 win, Real Madrid now advances into the final, which will take place later on Wednesday. After the game, Real coach Rafa Benitez spoke about his team's drive to win.
Yeah, for us it's important always for Real Madrid to win every trophy. It's a target, so we will try to do it. We will try to do well. It's not easy because the level of the teams, but obviously for us it's a challenge and we will try to do it.
Try they will, but Real will have a formidable opponent if they want to win this tournament. The second game on Tuesday saw Bayern Munich walk over a Milan team that looked overmatched. Juan Bernat opened the scoring for the hosts in the 23rd minute when his close-range shot deflected off of Milan defender Christian Zapata and into the goal. Mario Götze added a second goal in the 73rd minute, and Robert Lewandowski sealed the game 11 minutes later when he fired a powerful volley into the net from the top of the box. Newcomer Arturo Vidal also had a good game for Munich, almost scoring on a free kick at one point. There was some tension in the game after a hard tackle by Milan player Nigel de Jong took out young Bayern midfielder Joshua Kimmich. Guardiola was understandably angry, as Kimmich is one of Bayern's bright young players, and he needed to be removed from a friendly due to injury.
I'm sorry for Kimmich, and I've said the same to Nigel de Jong. Kimmich can't play in the first Bundesliga match, and also not tomorrow. For me, he's going to be one of the best German players over the next 10 years. I'm telling you right at this moment, record what I'm saying. I'm sorry for him.
Why was he angry?
Because he can't play anymore, and just because of a friendly game.
With the 3-0 win, Bayern now move on to meet the aforementioned Real Madrid in the final later on Wednesday. Tottenham and Milan will also play each other in a third-place consolation game on Wednesday. All of these games are just days away from beginning their domestic club seasons. Bayern Munich will begin their Bundesliga campaign on Friday. Tottenham starts the Premier League season on Saturday. Real Madrid will kick off La Liga on August 21st, and Serie A will begin for Milan on August 22nd.
You want to listen to the latest African music? Just tune in to the African Beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays at exactly 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
African Beat. We love it!
I feel good.
But right now, you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports with Sonny Young. So check it out.
The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now from Johannesburg, South Africa. And I believe he starts us off with some swimming news.
South African Cameron van der Berg won his heat in a new men's world 50 meters breaststroke record of 26.62 seconds at the FINA World Championships in Kazan, Russia on Tuesday. His old world record stood at 26.67 seconds. In athletics, Uganda's World Student Games 1500 meter champion Dorcas Ajok was crowned the Nile Special Uganda Sports Press Association USPA Sports Personality of the Month for July in Lugazi, some 50 kilometers east of the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Ajok completed the 1500 meters in 4 minutes and 18.53 seconds to triumph at the World Student Games in Gwangju, South Korea, last month. In basketball, hosts Mali outplayed Equatorial Guinea 89-29 at the Africa Boys Under-16 Basketball Championships in Bamako. Ethiopia edged South Africa 70-67. Egypt beat Nigeria 107-46. Algeria dismissed Rwanda 60. 66-44, and Tunisia outplayed Morocco 61-40. In football, former Malawian international player Ernest Mtwawali is the new head coach of the Malawi national team, the Flames. The Malawi Football Association president Walter Nyimilando disclosed in Blantyre. Mtwawali takes over from another former Malawian player, Young Chimotsi, who was sacked after Malawi lost 2-1 at home to Zimbabwe at the start of their 2017 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifying campaign in June. Nyimilando has tasked coach Mtwawali to get the Flames Nations Cup campaign back on track and to spearhead Malawi's progress in the 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. Finally, the Chinese capital Beijing will host the 2022 Olympic Winter Games. The International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach disclosed in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The Chinese capital narrowly beat Almaty in Kazakhstan 44-40 when the matter was put to the vote. Beijing will be the first city to have hosted both the Summer and Winter Olympics, having staged the Summer Olympics in 2008.
Thank you, Mark. And now more on those 2015 World Aquatics Championships that are taking place in the central Russian city of Kazan, and where world records are dropping like flies. On Tuesday, U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky, who is just 18 years old, broke her own world record in the 1,500-meter freestyle, posting a time of 15 minutes, 27 seconds, and 71 milliseconds. Earlier in the competition, Ledecky won the gold in the 400-meter freestyle with a championship record time of 3 minutes, 59 seconds, and 13 milliseconds. After her amazing feat in the water, Katie spoke about what it's like to break a world record.
I feel great. You know, it's pretty, you know, it's probably one of the coolest world records I've broken, and, you know, each one is really unique, but just sort of how relaxed I was and how calm and... It's just pretty neat, and hopefully I can carry that energy through the rest of the week.
Records were also broken by Sarah Sjolström of Sweden, who beat the previous mark in the 100 meters butterfly, and Katinka Hosu of Hungary, who smashed the standing record in the 200 meter individual medley. On the men's side, Great Britain's Adam Peaty broke two World Aquatics Championship records, beating the former mark in the 50 and 100 meter breaststroke. China is the current leader in medal count with 11 golds and 25 total. They are followed by host Russia, who have 9 golds and 15 total medals, while the United States is in third place with 6 golds and 13 medals. South Africa is the only African team to medal so far, and they sit in 11th place with 1 gold and 1 silver. The championships will continue in Kazan until August 9th, at which point many swimmers will begin training for the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro next summer. And moving on now to boxing, Floyd Mayweather, considered by many to be the greatest boxer active today, has announced his next fight. He will be fighting Andre Berto, a two-time welter world title holder, who is 30-0 during his career in the ring. The fight will take place on September 12th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. This will be Mayweather's first fight since he took on Manny Pacquiao on May 2nd, in an event that generated more than $500 million, of which $220 million went to Mayweather. Mayweather won that fight by unanimous decision to raise his career record to an amazing 48 wins, including 26 knockouts and 0 defeats. Berto is not expected to stand a chance against Mayweather, despite being 7 years younger. And he will not be discouraged, though, as Berto said that, quote, "somebody is going to get knocked out, and it won't be me," end quote. If Mayweather can win again, he will tie the great Rocky Marciano's career undefeated record of 49-0, which would truly place Floyd in rarefied air. Mayweather, 48, has announced that this will be the last fight of his illustrious career. And now, quickly before I go, for all of you Premier League football fans out there, a quick reminder that the Premier League season will be kicking off this Saturday, August 8th. Make sure to tune into the 30-minute extended edition of the Sunny Side of Sports this Friday at 17:30 UTC, where I will be previewing the Premier League season. Once again, that will be this Friday at 17:30 UTC on The Voice of America. And that does it for the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm VOA's Jonah Haskell. Back to Kim Lewis.
Okay, thank you, Jonah. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 1730 hours UTC right here on the Voice of America. Well, coming up, Uganda works to reduce poverty in rural areas. And in Zimbabwe, some living with albinism say they face public discrimination. But first, some music. Here's Danny L. of Angola with Amatumba.
Ela vem mania aquela gorda aí das vezes. Aquela tua amiga. E a ver ter comigo. E disse que te quer. Aí você vai ter problema. Não sei como é que vai fazer. Ela tá rija, tá insistindo. Surra! Pelo postiço não lhe caiu, não sei pro que insiste. Estilo do bem marado, mas até moça resiste. Boca estilo surra, cara enfeitada tipo elele. Chega na disco gingona, todos fogem da negra bué. Lá vem ela. Desculpa menina se ofendo, mas é demais, não tem jeito. Dá-lhe, vai! Lá vem ela, a macumba. Bunda venha, bunda tunda. Corpo é corpo, é embondeiro, é. Não aguento, não tem jeito. Olha só o espaço que ocupa no carro da outra. Tipo candongueiro bem cheio na hora da conta. Me racha um combo para abastecer na bomba.
Agarrada mulher
que chega bem rápido para cair na quizamba. Agarra matumba,
chama a polícia.
Para matumba,
chama a polícia.
Acalma matumba, que era quizumba. Agarra matumba, agarra matumba,
chama a polícia.
Para matumba,
chama a polícia.
Acalma matumba, que era quizumba. Agarra matumba. Bife do Rio de Janeiro, mas mesmo assim não tem jeito. Dente luta contra dente, que uso é de ferro. Galena, dá licença, tenta chegar.